Yes, thank you for coming to my office. Close the door and sit down, please. Good. So, you've been working for the firm for 2 weeks now, and I have to say, I'm not very impressed with your work product. It's generally been slow and sloppy, and you aren't paying attention to detail as much as you should. I've gone over these things with you, yet you don't seem to be implementing the training I've given you. I get the feeling that you have trouble having a female boss. Is this correct? I thought so. I see you get very distracted around me. I have a feeling that's due to my appearance. Yes. Well, you're going to have to get used to it. I can't change the fact that I'm so tall and have very large breasts, can I? Just the other day, you were walking around the corner and you walked right into me, your face falling into my cleavage. I assume that was unintentional? Good. Still, I can see how distracting I am to you. Well, that's happened to males under my supervision before. And I have a way of dealing with that, and improving your work product. Let me just press this little button on my desk. And there we are. You'll notice that I just activated the shackles on your chair. Your ankles and wrists have been effectively bound. Don't be nervous. This is all a part of your training. I'm going to unzip your pants and take out your penis now. There we are. Don't be so startled. Just relax. Relax. I'm just going to cradle it in my palm and run my hand back and forth and back and forth. That's it. You're starting to grow in my palm. Good. I love to feel a male's penis harden in my hand as I stroke him. It's getting harder and harder with every stroke. Good boy. I can feel your heartbeat in your penis. It's beating very fast. Just calm down. Take some deep breaths. That's it. Calm down. Good boy. You've gotten so hard in my hand. I can feel your little penis twitch and jump as I stroke you back and forth, and back and forth. Males are so predictable and so controllable. All it takes is some experienced stroking, and against their will, they get hard in my hands. Just like you have. Now, I'm going to spread a special cream on your balls. It will feel very cold at first. There we are. I'll just spread it around as I stroke you. That's it. I'm going to spread the cream on your penis now, spreading it all over your shaft and all over your head. You're shuddering. Calm down. Now, I'm just going to take my hands off your genitals and wait a little bit. You should feel your scrotum and penis start to tingle as the cream takes effect. The firm has developed this cream to help the male employees with their work product. You see, you've been hired by the firm under false pretenses. The firm is not interested in how well you can fill out an Excel sheet. The firm is interested in how well you can fill up a sperm canister. That's what I have under the desk here. The cream on your genitals should be making them rather warm by now. I can see it's having the desired effect on your balls. They're starting to expand. Not only does the cream increase the sperm production in your balls dramatically, it also has a hypnotic effect on your mind, making you more docile and submissive. Don't be so afraid. You will find the rest of your life quite pleasurable. For as long as you live, that is. So many whimpers from you. Are your balls beginning to ache? Yes, it has that effect. Your scrotum is like an overripe melon now, so hard and swollen. It is full of semen. Does it hurt you? I can see that it does. Do you want that incredible tension and aching to go away? I can release that tension from you. And your brain is getting so fuzzy, isn't it? Can you remember your name? You can't? Can you remember how you got here? Think hard. You look so confused. It's hard to remember those things, isn't it? What a pathetic creature you are. Males, they're all the same. So easy to control through their genitals. So easy to milk. Let me tell you what you are and why you are here. You are pathetic milking cattle. That's all you are. Does my pathetic little cow need to be milked? Say, please milk me, mistress. Say it. Good boy. And why does this pathetic male need to be milked? Because it hurts so much? I can see that. You're just shivering all over from all that tension in your balls, aren't you? Yes, you are. Well, don't you worry. You're going to get your first milking right now. Let me just put the collection bulb over the head of your penis. Your penis just spasmed. You're so desperate, aren't you? Feel the nail of my finger slide the bulb over your glands. There we are. This bulb is connected to a tube that runs down to the sperm canister. It will collect all of your milk. Now, it is time for your first milking. There. Doesn't it feel incredible to have your penis back in my hand? I saw your eyes roll back into your head when I put you back into my cradling palm. That feels so good, doesn't it? Yes. Just feel my hand work you up and down, up and down. Listen to those whimpers. You're making so many pathetic sounds. Is that tension in your balls too much? Shh, I know it is. You want nothing more than to have all that tension spurt out of you, don't you? Shh, I know. To harvest the most milk out of you, I have to build up that tension. It can't be done too quickly, or else we can't get the maximum yield from your balls. Hush now. Hush. Begging me isn't going to help you. I will decide when you are ready. I've been doing this for many years to many pathetic males just like you. I know exactly how to stroke you, and work you, and milk you. I know exactly how to build up all of that semen in your swollen balls for an incredible explosion. It just takes time. But I do love to hear all the whimpers and begging from the males in my milking grip. They always sound the same. They always sound just like you. Before we are done, you will be weeping. You will be crying and begging for release. And when I finally make you come, You will be spurting and shooting for so long. Your orgasm will feel like it lasts forever. And the incredible pleasure will lobotomize your poor little brain. You will forget everything about yourself. You will just be cattle. You will exist only to be milked. That's all you will know anymore. And every day, a woman just like me will put this cream on your balls and your little penis. And you will feel that aching build and build as your balls get so engorged with sperm. And you will beg and whimper and plead for your mistress to milk you. And she will. Oh, yes, she will. She will milk you many times a day for as long as you last. Our males can last for up to 5 years before they are all used up. Eventually, all that milking and pleasure from their orgasms is just too much for them. One day, after too many milkings, they have their final orgasm, and their brain just goes. I can see that scares you. Don't worry, little one. I'm sure you will last quite a few years before your final milking. Just know that when it does come, it will be the most amazing orgasm you will ever, ever feel. I have administered the final milking to many males. It's a wonderful thing to witness. They just shoot and shoot and shoot for so long. They scream and weep as they come in my hands, emptying gallons of beautiful milk into the sperm container. Their entire bodies shake in epileptic seizure from their final orgasm, after they've spurted everything out of themselves. Their eyes roll back into their heads, and they just go limp. So that's why you are here today. The firm always needs new milking boys.
Shh! Quiet! Stop that. Stop all that pleading. I will not let you go. It does no good to try and struggle against the shackles. You're held in tight. I've got you, and I'm much stronger than you. You see? You can't escape. It's better if you just accept it. It's not such a bad life to be a little milking boy. It's important to have a purpose in life, and you will have such an important purpose, and you will feel such pleasure to fulfill that purpose every day. You will be begging to serve your purpose every day. That's not so bad, is it? No, it isn't. I can see your pre-cum just oozing out of you. You want to cum so badly, don't you? Poor little creature. Your balls are so big right now. Whenever I touch them to see how full they are, you let out little yelps. It hurts so much, doesn't it? All you can think about is how badly you want all that thick cream in your balls to spurt out. There's so much pressure down there. It's like you can feel every little sperm cell swimming around in your balls, can't you? They're swimming around so frantically. They want so badly to be free. They want so badly to shoot out of you in thick, white ropes of semen, don't they? I know they do. All those frantic sperm cells are making you ache so much. Poor, pathetic male. Your tears are running down your cheeks. It's just like the pre-cum running over my hands. You're weeping from both your heads. I always love this state that you males fall into. They can't form words anymore because they're just so desperate to come. They just whimper and cry, like you're doing now. Go ahead, try to ask me. Try to beg me to let you come. You see? You can't do it anymore. You can't even speak. Poor baby. You just stare at me with your pleading little puppy dog eyes and that shivering head and whimper and whine. How pathetic. When I first hired you, I knew you would make a perfect addition to our milking stables. I couldn't wait to break you, like I'm breaking you now, watching your willpower and sense of self fade away, watching your every thought in your head be replaced by that one thought and this little throbbing head in my hand. That thought that just wants to come. It just wants to come so badly, doesn't it?
Shh, quiet.
Your little whimpers and yelps have become annoying. It's time for you. Your balls can't get any bigger. I can just feel all the semen churning around in there. The pressure on your scrotum is so great. It feels like it could just pop like a balloon, doesn't it? Poor little male. I've built you up and built you up. And now you are like a bomb that needs to explode. It's time to take everything out of those hard, swollen balls. Your orgasm is going to make you scream so loud. But don't worry, little one. No one will be able to hear you. My office is completely soundproof for just this reason. Now, listen to me closely, little milking boy. Listen to me and obey. Shoot. 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 That's it, boy. Shoot. Shoot. It's just exploding out of you. Good boy. Keep shooting. That's it. Good boy. Doesn't it feel wonderful to be getting out all of that semen? There's so much of it. It just keeps coming and coming. Good boy. Shoot. 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 I know it's hurting now, but I have to keep stroking you. I have to make sure that everything is taken out of your balls. Just take it. Just take it. Good boy. Keep on shooting. That's it. Keep on shooting. Good. Very good. There we are.
Shh. Quiet.
I know. I know. It was so intense. Shh. Stop whimpering. Stop whimpering. So many pathetic whimpers and whines from you. It's so annoying. I'll just pull your head into my giant bosom and muffle those pathetic sounds of yours. This is where you always wanted to be, isn't it? With your face between my breasts. But you didn't imagine it would be like this. Whimpering and weeping after I just milked you mercilessly. Pathetic male. You're having trouble breathing in there, aren't you? Just fall asleep now. Fall asleep, pet. There you go. When you wake up, you will be in a milking stable where you will spend the rest of your life.
I own you now, little one. Now just dream of the only thing that still exists in that pathetic little brain of yours. Just dream of being milked and milked.